Okay,
so my Scott already heard about Panda. Actually, what I'm doing usually providing training and mainly in Poland, mainly testing. And next week I'm going to provide training. This is basically a marketing talk, so you can just forget about it. What I would like to show is a couple of slides from my training, which might be interesting for the general public as well. You all know when you run tests, right? And you get this nice output of OK1 and OK2 and not OK3 and all this stuff, 10,000 OKs. And you show it to your manager, and then he doesn't know what to do with that. So there are a couple of other things that you can do with this output, which is called the test anything protocol output, which is actually going to be an IETF standard one day. So there are two things I'm going to show. One of them is the module that's called Tab Formatter HTML by Steve Perkins. That what you can do is you can use proof to run your test, and then you can do it like this: proof minus n minus q formatter, giving the formatter actually this module, which is called Tab Formatter HTML, and give it a directory or file that you want where your tests are. And then you run your test, and instead of displaying the test output, it will save an HTML version of it in this output.html. And if you'd like to have a look at it, that this is how it looks like. It's probably much nicer output than having seen the OK1, OK2, and then you can go inside and see the exact details. So it's probably much better to show this to manager. And even to normal. So that's one thing, the tab formatter HTML. But of course, you don't really want to do this normally, because you run your tests on all kinds of machines, and you don't want to install this module everywhere, and you don't want to have the result only in HTML. So what you could do is actually you can run proof minus a and give it a file name and the place where you want to run where the tests are. And then instead of printing it out to the screen or creating anything, it will take all the output and put it into a zip in this tar.gz file. And then you can take that file and put it in another machine, and on that machine run some code to generate that HTML. And you can also store that output for later looking at it or generating other reports. So once you have this. Once you have this archive, you can currently you need to use some help, but I think they are working on fixing this. Currently, you need to run proof is minus exec cut, so it basically works only on Unix or Linux, and then you give the formatter module, and then it can generate the HTML. So basically, what you can do is run your tests. And create the archive file and then move it to another server, save it there, and maybe save various versions of it, then generate the HTML, look at that HTML and show it to other people who prefer that view, and then later on you might be able to reuse that original tab output. Another way to do that, or another tool to do similar things, is using the Smolder by Michael Peters. This is is basically a web application which is written in Perl that used to be like you have to install all kinds of modules from. It came with all kinds of modules, and it wasn't really the way I used to install modules. But recently, after the QA hackathon, it was released to CPAN, and so now you can install just as any CPAN module, and then you run the smaller server like this. You need to do some configuration. And then once you have the smaller server, you can take these output files, the tar files, and upload to the smaller server. And then it looks like this. And then you can look at the results of the various executions of your test suite. So you have the historical things. You can look at the results. And so you can look at the details of each test. Or you can even look at the progress graph. And then, it's pretty flat because I didn't run too many tests and created to see the progress. But basically, then you can show the progress of your tests Yeah.